flat tire or something like that. So, I mean, it's, we have to have some availability.
Well, the 7 days is not, that's not
he says
section
five
four.
On here.
Am I missing, where, which?
4.2.
That's fine.
4.2 is five days.
Five days, okay.
That's what's proposed.
My fault. I was reading, I read 7 days up there.
Oh,
3.2.
Okay. You push your glasses up a little further.
Yeah, no, you know what But I mean, I think it's 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. If you, to me, it doesn't matter. That's not a big issue. Whatever's right. What's the expectations of the pilots, Mr. Young?
I think the off hours are more important to the pilot than. You know, a lot of people think about it. A lot of people are going to come in here after those hours. And if they are really needing something, we need to have something in there that says, here's how you can get it. Here's a guy that can come in and do that. Talking about being friendly, if they know nobody's going to come help them, if they happen to land here at 6 o'clock, they're going to go to another airport. If they've ever had that experience and nobody's here to help them, there's no way to get help. You got to put something in there that may say, or as reasonably required. Just to end that sentence off, or as reasonably required. That could mean less or more.
You really need to be more specific than. If you're going to set a standard, it ought to be a standard
that you
can measure.
Is anybody objecting to 4.21 as it reads here?
I don't have any objection to it.
No. I don't have any objection to it.
Okay.
Thinking about protecting you on those times that...
I've got somebody there. I mean, there's somebody there.
Okay.
Stevie's there.
It's not unreasonable. I mean, either long or short to me.
The second sentence there, I just wrote that the way you guys had written the other standards for flight training, I think we did.
4.2.2.
Yeah. I mean, you can make whatever changes you want. I just threw that out there.
Why is an additional person required, though?
I don't know.
Yeah.
We take that part off? An additional person shall be employed but not necessarily rated. Why would you have to have a second? There's a lot of one-man maintenance operations
yeah.
out there.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I was going to make the same recommendation.
Any objection to scratching the last sentence?
Well, you change that shell to could.
Well,
yeah,
that
doesn't
need to be in there.
Yeah.
Again, this is a minimum standard.
Yeah.
This is, if you want to start a business here, this is what you got to have.
And this is the minimum.
If you're not going to meet it, then you don't. Then the county council doesn't want you starting a business here.
Right.
Yeah, but there's a lot of one-man operations out there.
That's fine. I just threw this out there to talk. All right. So what kind of facility would you want this person to have? Can they operate out of the back of their pickup truck?
What does Kissimmee? I mean, you had said that one time Kissimmee. It was a requirement on square footage.
That's one of the busiest airports in Florida. It was absurd. I don't remember what it was, but it was 10,000 feet or something. It was very large. Jim, I gave you a copy of those too.
I don't have it with me.
Maybe not that good of a comparison to here.
Does there need to be any size stipulated?
Well,
so he doesn't need a building at all?
I don't think you can say a building, but.
He's saying he doesn't need one, but.
Can I throw something out to start with?
Depends whether we got a snowstorm
to work from, so we're not working from that.
Yeah, that's what I was looking through these other examples.
The operator shall construct a building or lease all or a portion of a building to provide suitable facilities for office space, aircraft parking, and auto parking for customers and employees. And then the other option is operator shall provide properly lighted and heated restrooms for customers and employees.
That's the
old minimum standard. No, this is a sample minimum standard that I liked.
And can you read that one more time? I'm a little slow tonight.
It's answering several of these the next three questions, which is the operator shall construct a building or lease all or a portion of a building to provide suitable facilities.